Ladies and gentlemen, joined now by Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 Lowe's for Pros Chevrolet. Welcome, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Just to get started, track best 6 victories at Auto Club Speedway for you. How are you feeling heading into Sunday?
I feel good about it. This is such a fun track. As we've all seen this place evolve in the multiple lanes of racing, all the character the track has, the bumps, the tire wear, it puts on a great show. So excited to be back at my home track as well. It's a place for my very first win, and not a better place to get my 84th.
First, we're going to go to Claire.
Claire B. Lang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Jimmy, the sponsorship from Lowe's has been lengthy. They have helped grow your career. They've contributed a lot to the sport. Talk about your feelings, knowing that they're not going to be here moving ahead, what they've done for you, and how you feel about it.
Yeah, first and foremost, what a run. You know, to have an 18-year relationship with such an amazing company, the friendships, the relationships, you know, the way we've been able to deliver to their marketing efforts, the history we've made in our own sport, the chance I had to even drive a cup car because of them. I mean, there's just so many levels to it that I'm very, very thankful for and proud of. Of course, wished that we could finish it out together, but that's not the circumstances. But then, to look forward, very optimistic about the future and myself and our race team have an opportunity we haven't had before to go out and shop our deal and to, see what's out there and what we can do from a branding standpoint for a new company. So, now that the announcement is out, we can get to work on that and see what the future holds for our team.
How long have you known and your desire to race for the extended future still there, right?
Oh, desire to keep racing is absolutely there. Races, championships, being a part of this great sport of ours, I'm going to be around a while. So excited about that and just found out recently myself. And, we're just going through all the steps now and, of course, letting the world know. And it's been great to see the reception that people have had. Of course, fans hate to see a sponsor leave and the relationship end between, the two of us. But, all the well wishes from fans and the and when you look at how long Lowe's has been in the sport, way before the 48 car, they've really been in supported NASCAR through many, many decades.
Next, we're going to come up front to Bob.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Do you view Lowe's decision as any way a commentary on where the sport is at the moment? And also, while you have the desire to race, do you need a sponsor to race? And if you guys don't find a sponsor, are you going to be on the street?
No, I wouldn't be on the street, I don't think. That hasn't even been a topic of discussion in the short few days we've known what's going on. So in initial feedback since the announcement has gone out, I'd say there's great optimism that we'll land an amazing sponsor and be able to really provide for whoever that might be. What was the first part of your question, Bob? I'm sorry.
Do you view Lowe's decision as any sort of statement on where the sport is right now?
I really don't view it as a statement of our sport. I see our sport growing. I see many new sponsors coming into Hendrick Motorsports. I see a returning sponsor coming to NASCAR. I've seen full grandstands. It's been an exciting start to this season. So I really don't feel it has a reflection on the sport. And, it's a business decision that Lowe's needed to make. And, that stuff happens. And again, if you look at how long they've been in the sport, I'm not sure there's been a sponsor that's stuck around this long. So very, very proud of their contributions to our industry.
Next, we're going to go to Mike.
Mike Hembry, USA Today. The issues you guys are having, is it a carryover from last year? Is it the new cars? Is it some mix of that? And how do you see the progression from Daytona to here?
Yeah, I feel it's more of a carryover from last year. I'm fighting very similar issues that I did have last year. Yes, we are still sorting out a new car and some new rules. So I think we will continue to evolve, that side of it from an aero standpoint. But I feel that there's a little more to it than just that. So we're working hard. I feel like we've had top 10 cars the last couple of weeks. And unfortunately, some circumstances during the race takes out of the top 10, and we've kind of fought our way back close to the top 10. Right now, unfortunately, we've just got to have a clean weekend starting on Friday and start with track position and then try to maintain it throughout the race. And I think we can run the top five. I don't have the flexibility just yet to drift back in the field or have a bad starting spot and work my way as far forward as I want. So we're working hard, and also the new this year also includes a lot that's going on internally at Hendrick Motorsports. And when we return from here, we'll be able to kind of move back into our new homes. People all reside in one building now. And then I think it's still there'll still be a month or two before we can really see the fruit that this is going to provide for us and see what we can produce, all, working even closer together. So I still see a lot of growth for Hendrick Motorsports this first half of the year.
Next, we're going to Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, CatchMan.com. Jimmy, I was just curious if the lack of practice this season for the Cup Series has maybe hindered the Chevrolet program a little bit as far as getting the opportunity to work on the new body style.
Yeah, the preseason testing we got a little, which was helpful. And for myself personally, we didn't get to go to either of those two tests, so that definitely impacted the 48. Every time we get on track, we try something new, we learn something more, so more practice would help us. At this point, but that's just not what we have. And time in general is just short in the garage area. It doesn't matter if it's on a weekend and having a chance to work on your cars during the course of a weekend or go to the track and test and develop and make them better.
Next, we're going to go to Wolfgang.
Yeah, I have a follow-up, Jimmy, from Chris' question. When you compare the new Cup cars, the new Chevy Camaro to last year's car, is it easier to set up aero package? Is it similar? Is it the same? Is it identical? Or what's new with this car compared to last year's car?
Yeah, from last year to this year, it's tough to draw any direct conclusions because the rules have changed and we have less downforce on the car to start with. I feel like my car is driving similar to what it did last year, so I think that's a perk, that's a benefit. When you look at the splitter change and the body changes that have gone on, I've heard the number 300 counts of downforce has been taken away from all the cars out there. And mine feels very similar. So I think that is a sign that we do have a better product with the Camaro body. We just haven't maximized it yet. And the 9 and the 42 are Chevrolet's clearly and have been way closer to the front than we have. So. We need to look at ourselves until we're the lead Chevy and start looking elsewhere.
All right, next we're going to go to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. How involved do you see yourself being in the sponsor search? Like, are they just going to come to you and say, hey, here's some options or here's who we're thinking, or do you think that you'll try to court brands yourself? How will that work?
Yeah, I'm just in the day or two that we've the announcement's been out, I've been heavily involved. I think I've met a lot of folks along the way and have great connections myself, and then as Hendrick Motorsports ramps up on their side, I know that they would like me involved and I know that I want to be involved. This is a really unique opportunity, and it's also a great learning and growing moment for myself. And when I started at 25, and Lowe's came on board, and it was just a totally different environment back in 01, 02 when that all started. So I want to be involved in this process and learn along the way, and maybe a relationship or two that I have made through the years will come to fruition and maybe help with sponsorship too.
Back to Bob up front.
Bob Parker, ESPN. How do you convince a sponsor who might be looking at you and saying, well, he only has 2 years or 3 years or 4 years left, and it isn't so long term? And do you think, is there any potential for a sponsor who could maybe be associated with you post-driving career?
Yeah, the post-driving career side is maybe something a corporation would look at. I plan to keep racing. It might not be in NASCAR full time, but I have many other series and types of cars that I want to race in, and a lifestyle that I want to live, and even doing fitness-related events, mountain bike races, and triathlons, and stuff like that. So I'm going to stay active and busy, and there could be a fit for the right lifestyle brand of sorts, maybe, or just a brand in general. That isn't on the forefront of my mind, But you know, marketing today has changed quite a bit. And as much as we all want to think corporations look at a 10, 15, 20 year run for a marketing plan, they really do look year to year. So regardless of how many years I drive, you know, we're, however you look at it, it's much in the traditional thought and the way that marketers work. So I don't see that being a big issue at all.
Back to Claire.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Back to racing this weekend. You have 6 wins here, more than any other driver. And everyone's talking about Kevin Harvick. Now, data sometimes is taken in different eras, so you don't know how much of it to really apply to today. You have the Chevrolet you guys are working on and the changes at Hendrick Motorsports. How do you see yourself figuring into this weekend? All the talk is about Kevin Harvick, but you are so good at this racetrack.
Yeah, I mean, the conversation is where it should be. I mean, you win 3 races in a row. It's a pretty big statement. not to mention that the Atlanta, if you're going to put 2 tracks in the same box, Atlanta and Fontana would be the 2 based on the surface of the track. So you know, those guys have earned that ride and deserve it. You know, we've been chipping away at things, and of course would love a look at a win and love to capitalize on opportunities there, but and we hopefully will have a very strong day today and be inside the top 10 solidly and hopefully can run there throughout the course of the race and come that last pit stop be in the running. I just want to be realistic about our goals. There isn't a magic button or an easy button to hit to all of a sudden put us back in our dominant ways. We need to methodically chip away at this and make our cars better and better and execute from the start of a race to an end of a race. From where I sit inside the car, to what happens on pit road, race strategy, and all that. So, you know, yes, I want to win. I want to win right now. But realistically, you know, we need to just keep improving week after week. And once we get in the top 5s on a regular basis, then wins are right around the corner.
Last question for Bob.
Looking at your situation from the outside, you could say, well, he's won 7 titles. Chad isn't, as far as we know, signed for next year. You don't have a sponsor for next year. Why not just say this is your last year?
I'm not done, man. You want me to go away?
No, I don't.
Just, I just
did. But you look at it from the outside, and it's like, well, why go through all what could potentially be a very stressful and very, I mean, kind of uncharted next 9 months, 12 months, 18 months, 36 months?
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe it's the eternal optimist that I am. I have more to do, and I enjoy the process, and Hendrick is home, and retirement hasn't been on my mind, and I want to win. I want to win an 8th championship. You know, if you look at Chad's contract, it has nothing to do with Lowe's and where they are. It's been on its own path and its own journey, and just because the sponsor is changing doesn't change his environment. You know, I'm the elder statesman at a company with 3 young guys. You know, if I was to have this be the end, I mean, put Hendrick Motorsports in a very awkward position. I don't know. There's just a lot of different ways why I guess I could look at it and say that it'd be the absolute wrong time. But I guess at the end of the day, it's really my desire to compete and to compete at a high level. I'm not done yet.